please. And I need some of the older kids to sit next to the younger ones, and you'll get it in a minute. I need some help. Good morning. It is summertime. What are y'all doing? Working. That's not very fun. Riding your bikes? Yeah. Are you swimming? Going to camps? Yeah.
Well, I went camping before.
You went camping?
Yes.
Did you?
With my mom and dad.
You did?
One time with my mom.
And when you went camping, did you camp in a tent or did you camp in a camper?
Tent.
You camped in a tent. Did you have to carry everything on your back and walk into the woods? You did? It gets kind of heavy, doesn't it?
We drive.
You drove. And then you walked. Yeah. Well, I'm doing some camping this summer, and I just went to a course called What's in Your Pack, and I went to another course called Wilderness First Aid, and I learned that you have to have a lot of stuff in your pack when you go camping. You've got to have a tent and a sleeping bag and a sleeping pad and a water filtration system and a jet boil, and you have to have a first aid kit, and you have to have clothes, and you have to have extra clothes, and you have to have food, and you have to have extra food just in case. Exactly. You've got to have all of that. Well, Jesus was traveling around the country, and sometimes he got tired because he was kind of like a rock star. He had people following him everywhere. He was healing people. He was calming seas. He was, he raised a little girl from the dead last week. He's been really busy. And so sometimes he has to go into the woods and he'll take his backpack and he'll just rest for a couple of days. But today, he thought, you know what? Maybe I'll go home and see my mom and dad. Maybe I'll go and my mom will fix me a nice meal, my favorite thing. What's your favorite thing to eat, Olivia? Spaghetti? Maybe I'll go home and my mom will fix me my favorite thing to eat. And I'll introduce my new friends, the disciples, to my old friends that I grew up with.
Hold that thought.
We'll come back to you. So he goes to his hometown, and he's like, I'll do a little preaching. I'll do a little healing. It'll be so nice. So he goes and he gives the sermon, and everybody's like, yeah, that was awesome. And then one day, one guy says, wait a minute, that's little Jesus. I knew him when he was a little kid, and he used to climb my tree, and he used to chase my chickens, and he just got into all kinds of trouble when he was little. Who does he think he is coming in here telling us how to act and what to do and how to be? So Jesus had to come up with another plan. He called all of his friends, the disciples, and he said, I need you to meet me here in the morning. And then I'll tell you what's going to happen. So they get up the next day and they come to Jesus, and they've got their backpacks on and they've got their extra clothes and their extra food and their water filtration system and their jet boil. They are ready to go. And Jesus says, you can't take anything. Like, what? You can't take anything with you. You have to go all by yourself out. Well, not all by yourself. You have to go in twos. You have to have a buddy. Have you ever heard of the buddy system? No. Yeah. Well, Jesus kind of invented that. So they went out in twos, and they said, well, why can't we take anything with us?
I have a cool sister. He might take it.
Yes. Yeah, you are her brother. Yes. So he went out, they went out in twos. They couldn't take anything with them because they said, if you needed something, if you got cold, you would have a jacket and you wouldn't need anybody to help you. And if you got hungry, you would have food and you wouldn't need anybody to share a meal with you. If you have everything you need, you don't need anything. So Jesus said, you have to receive the love of other people so that you can give love too. And I'm going to show you how this love works. Jesus' love is a little bit different than other things. Like if I have a sandwich, I give you a sandwich. I don't have a sandwich anymore, but you do. Jesus' love doesn't work that way. So I'm going to show you something. Hang on. This light is Jesus' light. Miss Leslie, would you turn off the light so we can enjoy this light for just a minute? Let's just look at this light and enjoy it for a minute. Now I'm going to share this light. And we're going to see what happens. Lily, you want that one? Can you pass that over? Oops, that one burned out. There you go. Sometimes they burn out and you can always come back and get more. That's a cool thing too. Here you go. Who else needs some?
Me.
Expedite this process. All right, Grayson, you're in charge of Olivia. Because I will get in a lot of trouble if we burn the place down. They frown upon that around here. Okay, does everybody have one?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. All right, who needs one?
Me.
Sage. There you go. Two more. All right. Now, let's look at our lights. And let's look at the Christ light. Did it get any smaller?
No.
No. Look at all this light in the room. And Christ's light is still burning strong. So we could pass this out to thousands and millions of people. And it would only get brighter and brighter. I'm going to show you something else that's pretty special. I'm going to change the light. Some people say that we blow it out, but I'm going to change it. You have to watch carefully. Do you see that? Everywhere you go in this room, you'll be surrounded by Christ's light. And Olivia, everywhere you go in this room, you're surrounded by Christ's light and Olivia's light. And Grayson's light. So everywhere we go, and you know what? When we walk in this place, we feel the light of people who have walked in here for 100 years. And when kids 100 years from now walk through this church, they'll feel Christ's light and Cole's light. And Bella's light. And Saban's light. You don't want to blow it out? You want to keep it forever?
Yes.
Well, it will eventually go to the bottom. But the light will always be there. So you can give and receive light all the time. Amen.
Amen.
You can put that.